cattle futures rallied higher Monday, given the delays elevating feedlot inventories for longer than would normally be the case. Darrell Peel says tightening supplies could be sudden and dramatic. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 28th of June. Feeder cattle futures rallied back Monday, closing an average of $1.63 higher, from 65 cents higher at the back to $2.20 higher. They recovered the previous session's losses and carried live cattle futures along, helped by lower corn futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 47 cents higher, also helped by wholesale beef values. Choice box beef cutout value was $3.70 higher Monday afternoon at $268.68 a hundredweight. Select was 22 cents higher at $245.24. Corn futures closed 18 to 20 cents lower through new crop contracts on the positive weather outlook. However, higher crude oil and vegetable oil prices helped boost soybean futures mostly 5 to 8 cents higher through July of 23. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $137 to $138 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains. They were $145 to $148 in the Northern Plains and $145 to $150 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $234 to $240.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy-handling Hereford cow. That's right. No broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
Nationwide, steers and heifers sold $2 to $5 a hundredweight higher last week, with continued good demand for yearlings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Those analysts say calf demand was hugely dependent on condition and health risk. On Monday, through mid-session, feeder steers were trading $5 to $8 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri. Feeder heifers were selling steady to $4 higher. There were an estimated 10,000 head on offer. At Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers weighing more than 800 pounds sold $2 to $6 higher, but steady to $2 lower at lighter weights. Feeder heifers sold $1 to $4 lower. Steer and heifer calves sold $2 to $4 higher. There were 8,250 head on offer. Finally, at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds sold steady to $4 lower, but steady to $2 higher at 900 to 950 pounds, and with significantly higher undertones at heavier weights. Feeder heifers weighing 7.5 to 850 pounds sold steady to $4 higher, steady to $4 lower at 850 to 900 pounds, and then with significantly higher undertones at heavier weights. There are 3,113 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights and the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You can find details at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Monday as investors appeared to await further direction from weekly data before taking the recent rally another step. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 62 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 11 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 83 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.51 to $1.95 higher through the front six contracts. Given another month of record large on-feed numbers, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, says it's reasonable to ponder why feedlots have maintained record inventories this year despite declining cattle numbers since 2019. In his weekly market comments, he explained that generally speaking, expectations would have pegged peak feeder supplies in 2019 and peak feedlot production in 2020. Then came delays due to the pandemic, less heifer retention or more heifers directed to the feedlot, stemming from cyclical herd contraction and then drought. Likewise, placement weights in recent months suggest feedlots have been pulling available supplies forward. It will take much of the remainder of the year for feedlots to work through the current inventory, and we can't be sure what additional impacts the drought may have in the coming months, Peel says. He explains we may continue to see feedlot placements pulled ahead and more heifers shifted into feedlots for a period, but it's inevitable the cattle supplies will tighten significantly in the coming months and feedlot inventories will fall. The longer it takes to see that process begin, he says, the more sudden and dramatic it will be. Although the timing is always tricky, Peel says the latest placement data may indicate that that process has begun. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 28th of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.